It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 28-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton, Florida. Welcome back to the show, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
You know, I love to go through these questions that people ask when they get themselves in kind of a pickle and they don't really understand what's happening. And here's the one. This is from Vince. I'm buying a new home and the closing company told me that I could not use a certified check for the money I am paying at closing. It wants me to wire it and confirm the wiring instructions before I send the money. I don't see why I need to jump through these hoops. What's going on?
Welcome to 2017. Steve, the problem is it's called fraud. The cashier's checks can be counterfeited. And so basically what's happened is the title companies are insisting on wiring. It's a safer form of transmitting funds from one place to another. But now, since that's been going on, the fraudsters have discovered ways to intercept these wires. And what's happened, these are real stories that we're seeing all across the country, and we've had to implement protections against it. So what happens is, you're a title company, you send the wiring instructions to the customer to wire the funds. But a hacker hacks into the real estate agent's computers and sees that they've got these transactions that are happening, and they know when the close dates are going to take place. So a few days prior to this scheduled close date, they send an email that looks like the official email from that title company that's being used, and they send them wiring instructions.
Oh, God.
So that the money is now diverted to another place. And this is real, and it's happened in many cases. So how do you prevent that? That's why in this case, in all cases now, we have to wire the funds. The first thing you need to do is confirm that those are the wiring instructions. Pick up the phone and don't call the phone number that's on that email that you just received. Make sure you know the phone number of the title company or attorney that you're using.
Right.
Number two, the title companies now are sending the wiring instructions encrypted. And I know it's their hassle to open, but it's all for your safety and protection. As realtors, we are not allowed to forward wiring instructions to our customers anymore.
Okay.
It has to come directly from the title company. So it's important that you verify, because you're sending $100,000, $200,000, whatever large amount of money.
Yeah.
You don't want it intercepted. Hello, it's gone.
I think that the title company should send the wiring instructions via Pony Express.
Absolutely. And if it's convenient,
stagecoach.
Believe it or not, fax machine.
A fax machine. Yeah, what is that?
Yeah, exactly. By fax or, you know, the old-fashioned call them up and write it down. It's not that hard.
All right, here's another question. This was a question for Gary Singer, the Sun Sentinel correspondent. He says, I have been renting a room in my house to someone for the last 2 years. Recently, we had a disagreement and he moved out. However, he left furniture and other things behind. I've left messages, but he won't return my calls or come get his stuff. Can I just throw it away?
Yeah, no, you can't. In your leases, and I've got to assume this is in a lot of leases, there's a place that you can discuss what happens, because not only do people abandon it, but what if somebody passes away? And these are real scenarios. And I've seen it firsthand where the tenants, you know, don't pay the rent. They've got a bunch really junk that they leave behind, but it's not for us to judge that this big pile of clothing is junk.
Yeah.
I've seen people's wedding gowns, photo albums. And it's really, really sad. They just walk away from this stuff. And so it becomes a burden for the landlord as to what to do with it. So there are some rules that they have to follow and they have to take things into account. Well, first thing you should do is take photographs of the photos before you throw anything away. Second, it's important that you send out a letter describing the items that are left behind, stating where they can claim those items and give them at least 15 days to retrieve them. And if the property is worth less than $500, then it can be destroyed or kept by the landlord.
Okay, but the landlord only has to keep them for 15 days.
And this is probably state by state.
Yeah.
I'm only reporting what the Florida statutes claim.
Well, my point is, forget the 15 days so much, but it's not like you have to hold them onto them for years, put them in a storage unit or something like that.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
That does make some sense. All right, let's move on here. There's an article about wanting to avoid legal hassles, top lessons for 2016. This is pretty important. So I know you have a lot of experience at this, being a realtor and so on. What are some of the big legal hassles these days?
The top ones are, read the governing documents in the property that you bought, be it a condo or a homeowner association. most of your answers are going to be found right there. So don't just jump to conclusions. Read the governing documents. Mm-hmm. And then get involved with your association so you know what's going on. Some of the other big issues that come up over and over again is, can the association foreclose on you if you owe a little bit of money? So here you are, you're having a spat with your homeowner association over a couple of dollars that you owe them. Well, guess what? They can foreclose on you. So pay that debt, work it out, and keep records of everything. Yeah. And if you're in the right, you'll get reimbursed.
I mean, the last thing you want to do is have your house foreclosed upon because you didn't spend, you know, $375 for your HOA.
Exactly. And then another big issue with these associations is, you know, people have to learn to accept that residents are entitled to service animals under the law. You hear this, we've talked about it several times throughout the year, service animals. They are permitted by law. Just accept it.
Okay. What about my gerbil?
Gerbil? if it's not a pet.
Yeah.
I don't know about the pot pig, but a gerbil, sure. And then finally, one of the bigger items is if you can say it, you can put it in writing. What are we saying about this? You're making an agreement with the family member that they can rent your house. And you let them stay there. You mm-hmm. have nothing in writing.
Yeah.
And then they become squatters.
I see.
If you can say it, put it in writing.
Okay. Good advice from Terry Story. Terry is a regular guest on our show for our real estate roundup. Terry is a 28-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in sunny Boca Raton, Florida. And she can be found at terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.